Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gillespie. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Gillespie. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Austin Knickerbocker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Rutner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Wright moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow bunts towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Fain reaches second base with a double. Vallow goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0. Athletics. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 0 for 1 in the game. Rutner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter bunts towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Rudner moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra is walked intentionally. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Rudner scores. Guerra moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards first. York fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on York. Guerra scores. Joost moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. Dietrich moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dietrich scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzberger takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Rudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dietrich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, York is called out on strikes. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maltzberger throws to home for 1, and Tresh throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Vallow scores. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. 1 out. It's 8-0, Athletics. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rutner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. 2 outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maltzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Athletics. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to third. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dietrich hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. York takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. York moves to second. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rutner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker throws the ball into Callaway, who tags Guerra trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Suter moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.